Mindless vandals put life-saving equipment out of action. Vandalism of a vital piece of life-saving equipment in Witham for the second time has been described as appalling and beyond comprehension. The words come from Witham MP Dame Priti Patel after a defibrillator unit on the Templars estate in Shaw Road had its glass window smashed by yobs. The device can be used in emergencies for stroke victims to provide an electric charge which helps restore a normal heartbeat. It was first installed in the estate in 2021 after Witham resident Louise Spikings approached the Templars Community Association with the idea. The association was able to secure £1,000 worth of funding from Eastlight Residents Group South and £750 from Braintree Council to buy the equipment. Dame Priti said, "It is appalling and beyond comprehension why anyone would want to damage such vital life-saving equipment. After learning that the defib was vandalised for a second time, I was keen to meet with the Community Association and for Essex Police to also attend. During my time as Home Secretary, tackling antisocial behaviour was a core focus, with a part of this ensuring the police had the resources they need through the Safer Streets Fund. I am calling on Essex Police to step up patrols in the area in conjunction with the relevant local authorities. I will continue to work with the Community Association to ensure that residents feel safe, life-saving medical equipment is protected, and that criminals who perpetuate these crimes are sought out and prosecuted." Dame Priti, the Association and Essex Police have discussed how the defibrillator can be better protected, possible use of CCTV equipment, and the need to reassure residents. After the device was attacked the first time in 2022, a replacement had to be funded by the community, which was aided by a donation from Sanctuary Housing. Essex Police are investigating the incident.